taken and is caught at the 21-yard line, out of bounds. Trevor Beach for the first down from the 42 all the way down to the 18-yard line.
Creative.
For a 24-yard pass.
Very creative play there as he ran an 8-yard hook. Newman fakes the throw. The corner bites on it, and he will turns and goes upfield. Newman hit him on a strike.
And they're coming out of the spread formation again, and it's nearly picked off by number 3, Callan Cook. Pass was intended for number 10. Second and 10 now coming up. Clock continues to wind down. 6:04 left in the fourth. It's Harbor Beach 49, New Lothrop 14. No one expected this much of a blowout in this one. We were expecting to be close, if not fall, on New Lothrop's side, being the home team. It's been nothing, not even close to that tonight. Two receivers wide each way, make that 3 now. Empty backfield for Newman. We're passing to his left, is complete, number 6. And he is at the line. They say, where is he out of bounds? Right at the 1-yard line. So it is a 17-yard pass to Trevor Beach down the near sideline, down to the 1-yard line for a first and goal situation for New Lothrop. 5:20 now left in the fourth quarter.
Austin Seltz, Avery Wainer, both had chances to get him down sooner. Number 6, Trevor Beach, did a good job of tight walking the sideline.
Trying to bring us in. Newman keeps it for himself, and he's into the end zone standing up. Number 16, Austin Newman, with his first touchdown on the night, now makes it Harbor Beach 49, New Lothrop 20, and more importantly, it's no longer a running clock.
Yeah, but for Harbor Beach, a good 3 minutes or so, maybe more, was killed off that clock. And that's really all that Coach Shelke and Harbor Beach wanted, was to put this drive and keep the clock running. That just makes it so much tougher for New Lothrop to make any sort of miracle comeback.
And if New Lothrop does not have a answer to this wing T, Harbor Beach will march down the field, regardless if they score or not, but they'll knock off an easy 4 minutes off the clock.
Oh, they could easily do it. They just need a first down or two. That'll really put the clamps down on New Lothrop.
Going for the extra point here is number 5, and it is blocked. Number 12, Eli Kraft, the man who does it all, came from the left end, right end if you're on defense, and came through and blocked it right from the get-go, so the extra point is no good from Aaron Beach. You're tuned to WLEW at Harbor Beach 49, New Lothrop 20.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using. And plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
Lothrop went for the onside kick. It went straight into the air, about 30 yards in the air, and it hit a Harbor Beach player, number 80, Nick Hessling, and New Lothrop recovered at their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, hang on a second, Clark. It hit a New Lothrop player on the way down. They're discussing if it went 10 yards or not.
Nick Hessling was staying in his own, according to the official, at the 49-yard line. No word yet as what the word is. Obviously, New Lothrop is vying for the ball, trailing by 29 to Harbor Beach with about 5:05 left in the fourth quarter. And it's Harbor Beach ball. Is that what we're hearing?
They still haven't made a call yet.
And there's another flag.
That would be touching before it goes 10 yards, Clark. That's what we were waiting for.
And now the entire New Lothrop sideline going ballistic once again. All the entire coaching staff, 5-6 deep, are all screaming at the sideline judge as well as one of the backfield judges, telling them to get off the field. We could see another flag here. It's just the side effects of frustration for a 10-0 New Lothrop team coming in this game, having been scored on only 41 points and have given up 49 in this game alone. So Harbor Beach gets a break their way.
Again, Clark, I'm not really sure who touched it first. It don't really matter. The ball, I don't think, traveled 10 yards anyway.
I don't think so.
So it would make that's the call on the play, not that Harbor Beach or whoever touched it, that it went did not go 10 yards.
The ball was kicked straight into the wind. It was kicking from the far right corner of your radio into the near left side corner of your radio, right into the wind. It hit. It went up about 30 yards into the air. It should have gone about 15 to 20 yards. Hit in the midair. It looked like it just went straight up into the air and came right back down. They say New Lothrop touched it without it going 10 yards. It's a penalty against New Lothrop, and they will be re-kicking this one, I believe. And that was an unsportsmanlike conduct call against New Lothrop on top of the non-10-yard penalty. So now they're marching it off into New Lothrop territory. There will be no re-kick, and Harbor Beach will get it at the New Lothrop 31-yard line. A very short field to work with. Harbor Beach has 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play. 49-20, they lead by 29 over the New Lothrop Hornets.
I understand the frustration New Lothrop's going through, but that's twice now that the coaching staff and the bench has gotten personal foul unsportsmanlike penalties. That's just killed this New Lothrop team. It's given easy, free yards to the Harbor Beach offense that already does a good job moving the football.
First and 10 for the Pirates. Kraft is under center. Three men in the backfield. That's Derek Puff, Travis Essmaker, and Aaron Ginther. They hand off to Puff right up the middle. He dives into the pile out to about the 27-yard line. It's a gain of 4 and brings up 2nd and 6 for the Pirates. The important thing for the Pirates right now is to continue to wind this clock down as much as possible and keep the New Lothrop offense off the field.
And taking care of the football. They don't want to turn it over here and give New Lothrop any sort of crazy ideas.
2nd and 6 now for the Pirates at the New Lothrop 28-yard line. Same formation, Essmaker, Puff, and Ginther in the backfield left to right behind Kraft under center. Kraft is waiting for the back judge to show 10 seconds on the play clock by holding his hands straight up into the air. When he starts to count down, that means 5 seconds. No word yet. We are now down to 4 minutes and 15 seconds. There's the 10-second play clock call, and there's the snap, and it's handed off right through the middle. Two hands on that ball across to the 24-yard line. Derek Puff one more time, and another 4 yards. Now a 3rd and 2, maybe a 3rd and 3.
Number 60, Leo Harris, the senior, makes the tackle.
At the 24-yard line, they're faced with a 3rd and 3. Harbor Beach wants to retain the ball as much as possible. Harbor Beach has had success on 3rd down with Eli Kraft out of the T formation, keeping it for himself around the ends through 3 quarters of this game. Kraft under center. As a handoff to Aaron Ginther on the left corner, he is out for the running. He's up to the 10-yard line to the 5, and he scampers into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. A 24-yard run for number 47, Aaron Ginther, makes it now Harbor Beach 55, New Lothrop 20.
And again, the wing tee, that's the deception, is they give it to Puff a couple times up the middle. They gamble on them just doing that because Puff is definitely their best hands guy. He controls it the best. They fake it, go to Ginther around the outside. There's nobody there. He gets to the line, and it's clear sailing for Ginther.
A 27-yard run for Aaron Ginther around the left side. Finds himself in the end zone again. That's his 2nd touchdown of the night. It started, he had the 1st touchdown and a pick 6. That's actually his 3rd touchdown, I do believe. We'll check our stat books here as Nick Hessling's out for the extra point. The kick is up. Is this one through? It is. So Nick Hessling back with a successful PAT now makes it Harbor Beach 56, New Lothrop 20. Aaron Ginther with his 3rd touchdown of the night. You're tuned to WLEW.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our